Now, here's a question for you. Can growing vegetables reduce crime? According to research by City and Guilds, community food growing groups do have an impact, a social impact, and can reduce crime and also help people with learning or mental health difficulties. They build confidence and they can add a sense of social support to people who are sometimes vulnerable. Nick Grist is the head of City and Guilds Centre for Skills Development. He says job seekers may also benefit from some time spent on the allotment.
This gives people basic skills that they can then communicate to employers effectively. They've got references for their CVs, they've got abilities like team working, communication skills, timekeeping, they've taken responsibility for things. They become much better able to present their skills and to get jobs as a result.
Well, BBC London's answer to the jolly green giant, Jason Rosam, is developing his green fingers at a plot in Elm Village right now. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Paul. Actually, I've been lucky enough to grab some sweet corn for you, so I'll bring that back, which is lovely, and a cucumber as well from here at the community growing scheme in Elm Village in Camden, where we are. And this space, really, this small little space, little piece of grass, was back at the beginning of the year, not really used at all. It's surrounded by a council estate. It's next to some railway sidings. A lot of antisocial behaviour happened here in Elm Village in Camden in this little space because it's sort of tucked away, this little space. It's part of the Capital Growth Scheme set up by Mayor Boris Johnson and Rosie Boycott of the London Food Board. And that has actually found 1,300 spaces in London for growing fruit and vegetables, places like old Skip School playgrounds, public parks and things like that. And just looking at it this morning, it's fantastic. It's very cold here this morning, but the sun's coming out onto these wonderful raised beds that the people have made here, like Gina Pierce, who's with me. She's been with the project Urban Growth for 18 months, and we're going to have a little wander around. And also I've got Cecily Hindley, who's from Urban Growth. Gina, just explain some of the stuff that you're doing here. Those huge cabbages, they're absolutely massive, aren't they? What are they?
Well, we've got three different types of cabbages here. We've got a huge white cabbage and a purple cabbage and then a smaller cabbage. We grew three different types for the project members so that they can see the different cabbages, you know, available, really.
And also you made the raised beds yourself, didn't you, out of wood? And you really enjoyed doing that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed making. I like practical skills, so for me, combining gardening and the building of the beds worked.
We've heard that there's some problems with pumpkins at the moment. I know that you're growing pumpkins over there. Are they growing well? Because we know they're quite small in the supermarkets, aren't they?
I think the weather, with the rain and the wind, we've had problems. They're okay. They're small, but they're okay.
They're getting there, aren't they?
They're getting there.
And Cicely Hindley, who's from Urban Growth, just explain how this came about and what you're exactly trying to do here, Cicely.
Well, Urban Growth is a horticultural training programme set up by Jobs in Mind, which is a recovery service, really, for individuals with mental health problems to look at how to get back into employment. We provide them with horticultural training and, as well, quite intensive therapeutic support to enable them to gain the skills and really, you know, all of the attributes needed to get employment in the sector at the moment.
What is it about growing vegetables or fruit? There's strawberries, there's cucumbers, there's lots of stuff going on here, lots of herbs as well. What is it about that that helps people with mental health issues?
Well, really, we find that it's obviously there is therapeutic value in being in outdoors and working, but it is also about having structure and routine in your daily life, that people come to us without having any real structure. They maybe have spent weeks, years, not really going out of the house or even getting out of bed, and actually to have a routine where they can work as a team, get involved within the community. They meet children, they meet young people, and it's a very interactive environment where actually their confidence can be built up to the level where they can then employ for jobs in the mainstream sector.
Well, Gina, just tell us about how you came to this point, to being here and working here.
I suffered with depression for short length of time. I went to my doctors because I wanted to sort it out, and I didn't want to take antidepressants, and a counsellor suggested I joined Urban Growth because I'd done a year at Capel Manor doing garden design. So I leapt at the chance. And
really, it's not just transformed this space, but it's actually transformed your life as well, hasn't it?
Yes.
Gina, because tell us what you want to go on and do now from doing this project.
Well, I leave in December. My time's up, and I'm hoping to set up my own business, building raised beds for children. setting it up in their garden, and